a 4-point win in the end for St Eunan's. But we've had a cracking decider here. The story of the tie at half-time, it was McCool's who were leading by 2 points. It was a 9-7 game, 1-6-7 at half-time. The big score in that half was from one of the young, exciting players from McCool's. Young Kevin McCormick scored the goal in the 10th minute, which brought McCool's level. And really, they put in a solid, solid second quarter performance. So they did. Joel Bradley Walsh, Kevin McCormick and Kane Mulligan all stepping up with points in that second quarter, as did Oisin Gallen. And in fairness to McCool's, they were fully deserving of their 2-point advantage at the break, leading by a goal and 6-7 points. But there was a couple of moments then in the second half which went in the way of St Eunan's. They came out of the blocks really, really early, and they got those opening two scores to level it up with 53 seconds on the clock. But then McCool's started to find a wee bit of rhythm. Oisin Gallen had them in front twice after that. But we have the sending off of Chad McSorley, which was a huge factor in the game. They went down to 14 men. Then in that final quarter, Shane O'Donnell really stepped up, and he made a huge impact on the game with his points, with his carrying of the ball, with his delivery, and then he got that goal which won St Eunan's the match. He started it, he intercepted it in the middle of the park, fed in Ronan McGeehan, who gave it to McGettigan. McGettigan sent it out to Shane O'Donnell. He stuck it into the back of the net, and that was the score that won the match here today. Peter McAniff got a couple of points in the second half as well. He contributed a lot, particularly in the final quarter of the match. But St Eunan's winning it by 4 points in the end.